Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, December the 5th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 36 degrees and cloudy skies in the Marion area. Phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, talking about the old Harding dog collar again here this morning, remember, $5,000 reward and no prosecution from the county prosecutor, no charges from the city police department. Now, also, wanted to mention Christmas in Caledonia, Christmas in the Village, coming up this Saturday, 6:15 p.m., Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I will all be over there singing songs, reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and lighting the Christmas tree, which will be outside this year. Looking forward to that. Fruitcake Toss coming up on December 14th at 7 p.m. 685 Delaware Avenue. We have some new entrants as of this morning, Fred Malone and Jeannie Evers. So that brings us up to, I believe, 46 people in the Fruitcake Toss. Let's see here. Cards, if you want to send us a card here at the station, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, that's WGH Talk, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, of course, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address in the card, and we will get a card back to you. Talked a little more about the move of Chipotle from Mount Vernon Avenue to Delaware Avenue. And it was my understanding, talking to somebody yesterday, that they had paid quite a decent amount for that spot over on Delaware Avenue, but aren't too happy with it now because of those barriers being put in on Delaware Avenue. So we'll see how that'll all shake out. Now, if you'd like to enter somebody into the Fruitcake Toss or have an update on the Fruitcake Toss, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any updates on the Fruitcake Toss or anybody you would like to nominate, remember, it doesn't cost any money. All you have to do is nominate the person and let them know when and where to be. December 14th, 7 p.m. at 685 Delaware Avenue. And remember, we will have Buckeyes, not Chestnuts, but we're calling them Chestnuts that night.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, yo, I want to nominate Sean.
Oh, Sean. Yes, Sean has not been nominated. We will put him in there. Got it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there's another radio station person that had not been nominated for the Fruitcake Toss. Sean has now been nominated for the big Fruitcake Toss coming up on December 14th. Well, I believe that brings us to 47 people in the Fruitcake Toss. We're almost at 50. Does anybody have any more nominations? We're approaching 50 people in the Fruitcake Toss. Telephone number 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any nominations for the big Fruitcake Toss, December 14th, 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. What an event it's going to be. Just a little over a week away. How about that? Winner's going to receive a plaque and four tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights. And the person from WGH who does the best is going to receive a plaque as well. We're going to have Buckeyes there. Remember, not Chestnuts, but Buckeyes. Go ahead, caller.
Well, that makes 50. The parking lot's got 50 cars if everybody drives there. And we might have to get tower parking, do you think, Scott?
You know, it's becoming such an event, we might have to move it over to the Coliseum.
Well, getting back to that BP station, I wonder if BP still owned that property when the transfer of the Sepulveda. Is that a chain outfit, or is that just a name that, you know what I'm talking about, independent?
You know, no, I think it's a chain, and I do think BP still owned the land out there.
Oh, boy, what a lawsuit that's going to be. With the gasoline going up and down, Chipotle isn't going to have enough money because they aren't having their eatery attended to there, you know. So.
Well, I was told yesterday that Wendy's and Arby's business has gone down significantly since they put those things in.
Yeah, I talked to people there, and I talked up there to the Burger King, and I said, boy, I said, anymore. I said, when I go by here, I see the cars, and your phrase, wrapped around McDonald's out there in the mornings when you get your stuff. And I said, boy, I said, you guys have really picked up. They said, boy, we have. And I did tell you about the drink, that mocha drink, iced mocha drink.
Yeah.
That any size, small, medium, or large, and for a buck. And then the rest of the places are $1.39, $1.49, $1.59 is keep climbing the ladder. So, yeah, that's a big thing. And when I'm in line there with the window crack down there, I can hear people ordering that drink because that's a kind of a favorite drink as they're young people. And, you know, young people never drink coffee. The older people drank the coffee more or less than the younger people. But I hear younger people, they like that drink also. So, yeah, BP and Chipotle, boy, I wonder what the roundabout that's going to be, but I'm sure it's all going to work out. Remember when Dunkin' Donuts come in? We always talk about that, about traffic, and then the other, what was the other, the Taco?
Oh, Del Taco.
Taco come in. There was a lot of talk. You know, I've went by there, and I've went through there that I haven't bought a donut there at Dunkin' Donuts since the day they opened. Can you recall that? Has it been, and time flies, has it been 2 or 3 or 4 years at the most? Or
You know, I'm thinking it was either 18 or 19.
Okay. See how the time flies by, and that's the way it goes. So, Scott, I'll let you go. Maybe somebody else can cut in here.
All right. Thanks.
Well, it's interesting. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, we did talk a lot about when Dunkin' opened, would they have trouble with traffic over there? And I don't think they have. Now, when they first opened, they did. I really don't know, honestly. I couldn't tell you the last time I was at Dunkin'. I don't know if they have a rush there in the morning or not. We have a lot of coffee and donut places on Route 95. You know, we have Tim Hortons, we have Starbucks, we have all those sort of places. I don't know, to be honest with you. All right, let's go back to the phones here and see what we got. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, I have about 4 or 5 to call back and check on.
Oh, well, for the fruitcake?
Yeah, and stuff. So today or tomorrow, a couple days here, I'll give them a call and see.
Well, that sounds good. I'll tell you, it's shaping up to be quite an event.
That's what I hear.
Yep, that's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun.
Will there be room for my bed?
Yeah, you can put a bed right out there.
Mary Ellen might need to use it, too.
Well, you know, it'll be first year. Hopefully, she'll be able to be there. Hopefully, no problems this year.
Yeah, she was worried about throwing it. She said she couldn't throw it. Well, I probably couldn't either, so...
You know, I think it'll just be fun. You know, we just do it for fun.
Yeah. Okay, Dan.
All right, thanks.
All right, we continue along here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I might need a bed that night with nearly 50 people in the fruitcake toss at this particular point. It's going to be a humdinger on December the 14th. Now remember, if you're not in the fruitcake toss, or you are and you just want to come watch it, show up at 7 o'clock. We'll be out there. And if you can't attend and you do want to hear the fruitcake toss, it will air that night at 9:15 on this station. So you'll be able to hear the whole fruitcake toss as it happened just about 2 hours after it happened. But we have got, I'm going to count the women here again. We've got one, two, three. What else do we have here? Three there. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 women so far in the fruitcake toss this year. 17 women. How about that? I believe that is the most, the highest number of women we've ever had in the fruitcake toss. 17 women. Well, one of them may win it this year. Surprise everybody. Now, remember, last year's fruitcake champion, Ed Pickett, is in it, 61 feet last year. And the record of 72 feet, Donovan Bauer, still stands. So will that be broken this year with the heavy number of people in the fruitcake toss this year? It's hard to tell. We'll all find out together a little over a week from today on December the 14th. All right, if you'd like to enter anybody or have any suggestions, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. So that's the fruitcake toss. Plaques, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, Buckeyes, otherwise known as Chestnuts on that night. Now, again, I want to make this clear because I don't want anybody to come up to me that night and say, where's the hot chocolate? I don't know that there's going to be hot chocolate. Because, again, my error, I think I inadvertently volunteered somebody to do the hot chocolate. So, I don't know if there'll be hot chocolate, but we'll see what happens. You never know. Could be a Christmas miracle, and hot chocolate will show up. But for 50 people, that's going to be interesting. You know, the fruitcake toss night is fascinating. 2 years ago, it was kind of cold. Glenn had a drink that night. So apparently it was too nippy for him. But last year, it wasn't so much cold. A matter of fact, it was kind of muggy and rainy. And I would rather have cold than muggy and rainy. Muggy and rainy really didn't get it done last year. And we were in the dark. So having a lighted area this year certainly does help the logistics for the fruitcake toss. Okay. Well, I think we've talked about pretty well everything in the area. Christmas in the Village, Caledonia this coming weekend. Fruitcake toss next week. Christmas cards, send them to us. That we talked about the Chipotle move and maybe a little buyer's remorse there. And the dog collar. Does anybody have any more thoughts on Laddie Boy's dog collar? $5,000 reward. You won't be prosecuted by the prosecutor. The police chief will not file any charges against you. Why was this taken? What is the whole story there? And what I was getting to earlier about in regard to gossip. Now, the interesting thing to me is this thing has been missing 11 years. Now, even if it was destroyed or even if it was lost or whatever, wouldn't somebody have said something? I mean, I go back to the old Harding letters. When the Harding love letters were turned up, everybody was reading those in Marion. Housewives were reading those. Everybody, because nobody can not gossip. And even Lady Justice. I mean, a lot of people knew who had Lady Justice because it had just gotten around. People knew. Why is it nobody knows anything about this? What did the person steal it and just never tell anybody anything about it? Now, see, that seems counterintuitive as well. Why steal it and then not say anything about it? What's the point? You needed money? I mean, I would think if I needed money, that I would not break into probably the most famous house in Marion to steal something. I just cannot figure out what in the world this whole dog collar thing is about. Why was it done? Why has it never turned up? Why has there never been any gossip about it? What's this all about? Does anybody have any ideas? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If anybody's got an idea, I'd be glad to hear it. 740-751-4038. But you never know. You never know. From day to day, it's, well, I wouldn't say it's a struggle, but it's certainly a fascinating story in, I don't know, what would you say, psychology, sociology, on the whole?
Go ahead, caller.
And as far as you know and are concerned, it's going to go into 2024, right? It's not going to be discontinued or...
No, as far as I know, it's still there.
And isn't it the one thing is sometimes if you have money in the bank or something, if you don't add to it too much there, then there's starting to be a penalty that you... Might be penalties there, something about money there left in the bank and not too much interest coming in on it. You know, $5,000 in a year's time, what did you get, about 25 cents on it?
I don't know. You know, those interest rates are not too high anymore.
And then they start charging you if you don't add more money to it, too. So, yeah. Hey, I talking about facilities, I want to add one. And I don't think I said anything over the air about it, was continue on south on 423 South Marion, and you go down there to Marion-Cardington Road intersection where the stoplight is, the only stoplight south of town there on Marion 423. The big facility off to the west right there on the southwest corner, huge facility. I think it's going to hold 100 units in there. And I think it's something about rehabilitation, rehab, or whatever. I don't know how that is for, like, drugs or for this or for that or for people that's just in one of these. I hear that rehab used quite often anymore. How about you, Scott? Rehab centers and stuff.
Seems like a lot of those are being put up.
Yes, awful lot of them, and they used to be nursing homes, and they go to rehab, and so Bradford and dictionary rehab and stuff. I think it's really pertaining to a lot of things pertaining to people's health and stuff. Don't you?
I do. You know, and I think people are living longer, and I think that's a problem.
So you say you don't get out there very often. Have you know the facility and the intersection I'm talking about?
No, I haven't seen that out there.
Will you make a point this to get out there so you can relay and talk about it on the phone if someone like me calls up and maybe knows more about it than I do? But maybe, did I ever talk on the air about it?
I don't think so.
Well, I was there one morning, and I'm one of the type of persons. Sunday morning, I like to just go around and see what's going on. I don't get run over too much, and you can't gawk and drive at the same time, but I pull over and look, and there's always an empty space or something like that. But there was a fella and his son, and there was a huge, huge John Deere tractor, and he was working in that area there. And John Deere tractors, not only for farming, they're for these big buildings and stuff that's being put up. They use that kind of equipment, and I said, hey, I said, I don't want to appear to be nosy, but I said, you're working here, what's going on? And he told me that it was like 100 unit and stuff like that, that his job was done, and his boy and him was here picking up the tractor, and they're going to go to other greener pastures and stuff. So, boy, it's big. So if you want to just take a peek at that, and then you can talk on the air, and other people can, I know that. That's an awful busy corner. There are lots and lots and lots of traffic going from off the road and going south out of town down to get on the 23 and stuff there. So it's a pretty interesting thing. And I mean to tell you, the contractors on that isn't local. They are per se big time, and it's really really know what they're doing there. Hey, I was going to ask you another time. Have I got time to talk a minute?
Go right ahead.
You know, they talk about the consul people and stuff on console and stuff. Now, who was the one that was on there? And I can't think of his name right now. He's got park benches and he's got dumpsters with his name on it. What was his name?
Josh Daniels.
Who's that?
Josh Daniels.
Yeah, Josh. Boy, he got in on the Marion board there, and he was around, and he was on the inside of stuff, and he materialized off of that, didn't he? You don't hear him on console or anything anymore, but he's got benches, and he's got dumpsters, and he done real well on these old dwellings and stuff in Marion that I think he gobbled onto them and other people, and they've made pretty good profit and stuff, maybe not getting paid on the console part of it, but they sure got the inside dope and info of what was going on in Marion more than what the Marion people had. They used to have sheriff sales and stuff like that, but I don't think you hear about sheriff sales, do you, too much anymore?
Well, you know, every so often they do have those. I don't know what they call them anymore, but I know the auditor sends out the information of places that have been, I think they call them foreclosure sales now.
Oh, is that sent to every resident in Marion or county or Marion City or?
No, I don't. I think everything now is online.
Oh well, there it is. Okay, I got you. So a high percentage, and I'd say a very high percentage in Marion City and Marion County really hasn't got access to that or knowing how to log in and all those other names and stuff like that. So I was just wondering about, things going on anymore that a lot of people is, they get referred to, like myself, where you've been under a rock all these years. Well, might have been, but I can peek out underneath there and I can still see what's going on.
That's right. Scott. Hey, see ya. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. If there's anything you'd like to talk about, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And as far as events goes, Christmas in the Village on Saturday, 6:15, and Fruitcake Toss, December 14th at 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. Nearly 50 people in it now, 47 people. My goodness. Is there anybody you'd like to nominate? It's going to be hard to win that plaque this year. 47 people in the thing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But as I said in hour number one, when it comes to the Fruitcake Toss, I feel this is a really diplomatic event. I feel, you know, for an hour, we're all going to get together. People who might not see eye to eye on everything are going to get together. We're going to sing. We're going to eat chestnuts, a.k.a. Buckeyes. We're going to celebrate Mayor Jack Kellogg. We're going to toss fruitcakes. I don't know if we're going to drink hot chocolate or not. That remains to be seen. But, I hope nobody chokes on a chestnut because we're not going to have any. Maybe we need to nominate a nurse for this event. I don't know if we have any nurses. But, we'll be close to the hospital. So that's a plus. If somebody chokes on a chestnut, and we don't have any beverages there as far as hot chocolate goes to unwedge that chestnut. We want to be safe at the Fruitcake Toss. All right, if you want to nominate anybody, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 40 minutes past the hour, 5th of December, 2023, 36 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. I don't know why, when it comes to Harding's dog collar, there's never been any gossip about where it is. You would think human nature is to gossip about things, but nope, not on this. Well, we did have a family feud question we did not finish up yesterday. We got 19 minutes left here today. So let's do this. Here was the category yesterday. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Now, the answers we got, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman, but there's still one answer left. Does anybody know what the answer is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What Christmas carol or song are we missing? There were seven on the list. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Now, the answers we got yesterday, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas" was one. 31 people said "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." "Jingle Bells" was two. 18 people said "Jingle Bells." "Silent Night" was three. 10 people said "Silent Night." "Joy to the World" was four. 8 people said "Joy to the World." "Santa Claus is Coming to Town" was number 5. 7 people said that. "Frosty the Snowman" was number 6. So, what is the missing answer? Does anybody know? 18 minutes left in the broadcast here. 740-751-4038. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Which one are we missing? We had guess after guess after guess yesterday, and we could not get it. But there is one here on the... And you know what's funny? I heard this song yesterday.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, I can't... I wrote it down yesterday. I can't think the name of it. It's Mariah Carey's... That Carrie Tackett liked her.
Oh yes, the yeah, the.
I can't think of.
Oh,
it's
what
all
is the
about
name?
You.
Oh, all I want for Christmas is you. Yes.
It's you.
Yep. That not it, but a good guess.
Okay.
No Mariah Carey on the list here this year. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," "Jingle Bells," "Silent Night," "Joy to the World," "Santa Claus is Coming to Town," "Frosty the Snowman." Those are the answers that we have. One left to go. What is the Christmas song that we do not have? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I don't know how many Christmas carols or songs there actually are. I'm sure there are a ton. But this one is on the list at number 7, and we still do not have it. What could it be? All right, well, maybe this person's got the answer. Tough category here.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'm kind of in the dark on these songs. I've never heard of a lot of them, but... That's the new modern version of what's going on, but maybe to narrow it down, is this song at Christmas time, could it possibly be like all the time when you go to church and stuff that sing carols? Is it
You know, I would, it's not really a church song.
Okay. The hymn book, I thought I was thinking, you know, they how you always pull one of those out and start singing the Christmas carols.
Right. Yeah, not it's definitely not a hymn.
It's a newer modern version of today's Christmas carols, right?
Well, here's what it's been around for a long time, but it's not a Christmas hymn.
Well, how would be a long time is I found out you know, after 80 some years, when I thought that was a long time, but it is very long. It seemed like awful fast.
I'll tell you exactly how long. Hold on here. Give me a second. I will tell you when this song originated. Let's see here. Let's get the where is the thing here? Okay, this song has been. I'm not going to give the exact year because that'll give it away.
Oh yeah.
But but I'll give you a ballpark. This song has been around for at least let's see here. How many? Actually, it looks like this next year. Well, I don't it's been around at least 60 years.
Oh man, that's just yeah. The Cubs was around longer than that. The Cubs are going to future going to be in the 2024, Scott.
I think they're going to be okay. You know, the problem is they're not dumping the money in there like they were when they won the World Series.
Oh, yeah. Well, that money in sports is ridiculous, and who could afford to go to any of the games, you know?
That's true.
Okay, Scott. Thanks.
See ya.
Yeah, this song, it's not a Christmas hymn, but it's definitely been around at least 60 years. So that's where we are.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
It's not Blue Christmas, is it?
Not Blue Christmas.
All right. Not a Christmas hymn. Has been around at least 60 years. What would the song be? Name a popular Christmas carol or song. We've got We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman. I'll tell you this, here's another hint. It's been around for over 60 years. It's not a Christmas hymn, and the person who originally sang it is dead. So it has been around that long.
Go ahead, caller.
We Three Kings.
Not We Three Kings.
Okay, listen, it's hint time.
Okay, it's not a hymn. It's been around for at least 60 years.
Silver Bells?
Nope. And the person who
originally... Death Metal Snow on an Open Fire?
Nope. And the person...
Let It Snow?
Nope. And the person who originally sang it is dead.
Well, that's like most of them.
Well, Mariah Carey's not dead.
Go up there, hon. I don't know. I'll have to keep thinking.
Keep thinking.
All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Well, three hints. I'm only given three. It's not a Christmas hymn. It's been around more than 60 years, and the person who originally sang it is no longer with us. They've went on to their reward. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you got to help. You're real familiar with women. Is it male or female one singing?
Male.
Okay.
Okay.
The original performer of this was a male. So there's one more hint for you. Four hints altogether. The original singer was male. They're dead. That's a happy note, isn't it? They're dead. What a Christmas sentiment that is. It's been around for over 60 years, and it's not a hymn. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman, and what is the one we're missing? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, you're down to four. You might as well give us a handful. How about this male singer? Does it have to maybe move its body a lot when they sing in the songs?
Well, I think his body moved a lot when he walked down the street.
I gotcha.
Thank you.
If you can read between the lines on that one. 740-751-4038. Well, we're having a good time now, aren't we? Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Nope, not white Christmas.
Okay.
Not I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, my goodness gracious. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
It's not Little Town of Bethlehem, is it?
Nope, not Little Town of Bethlehem.
Not Little Town O' Bethlehem. Name a popular Christmas carol or song.
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I have a blue Christmas.
Not a blue Christmas.
Oh, I thought Elvis was shaking down the street there. All
right. Well, I know. He shook when he walked down the street, too, later in life.
I'm sure.
I know. Thanks.
No blue Christmas on the list here today. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. That's what we're looking for here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about, let's see, Away in a Manger.
Not Away in a Manger.
Not Away in a Manger. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. We wish you a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman. And I've given a litany of hints on this. It's been around for over 60 years. It's a male who originally sang it. The male who originally sang it is dead. They've went on to their reward. It's not a Christmas hymn. Popular song. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Is this one going to elude us for another day? 7 minutes left to go here. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Well, I don't know what, there's not much more to say except that. What could it be? You'll have to break out the Christmas records and Christmas CDs and iPods and iPads and all that stuff today and play some Christmas music and see if this song comes up in the old turntable. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
I think we should have something by Elvis, because you kind of implied that. Somebody said Blue Christmas, I believe, but how about Winter Wonderland? He did a really good version of that.
No Winter Wonderland. Now, I implied Elvis?
Well, you said, like, he moves his body and he's deceased.
Well, he is, yeah, well, this person, I could say the same for this person.
Okay, so it's not an Elvis song.
No, it's not an Elvis song.
Can you give a clue, like, when did the person pass away, approximately male or female, black or white, I mean, the usual?
Why, and I've given about five hints. Now, here's the hints. It's not a hymn. It's been around.
It's not a guy, or it's not a hymn, like a...
Like a church hymn. It's not a church hymn.
Isn't that a fun homonym, Scott?
That's good, yeah. H-Y-M. It's not a H-Y-M-M. It's not a hymn. It is a male. A male did sing it. That male has went on to his reward. He's gone. It's been around for over 60 years, this song.
Oh, Bing Crosby, White Christmas. I thought somebody said that.
Nope, no White Christmas.
Well, Bing Crosby. Oh, okay, I tried. Can you give a clue, like, it's a guy, black or white? Can you give any more demographics?
No, five hints, I think, is pretty good.
I think somebody said White Christmas.
Yep, no White Christmas.
That's not on there at all.
No, White Christmas is not in there at all.
That's a pretty flaky bunch of people we polled, isn't it? Okay, that's not all I have for you.
Okay.
Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Oh, which one are we missing here? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get it yet?
Nope.
All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth?
Nope. Good guess.
Okay.
No, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. That is not on the list either. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. Well, we've got a real stumper on our hands here this morning, 55 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We wish you a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman, and which one don't we have here? Who's going to be the smart one to slide in with this?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Up on the Housetop? think I said that yesterday.
No up on the housetop.
No up on the housetop. What is it? Reindeer call, reindeer fall. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Okay,
go ahead, caller.
Here's a long shot, Scott. Santa Baby.
No, I think a woman sang that. Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Nope.
And it was a long shot. And the Hippopotamus song, She's Still Alive. You interviewed her.
So she is still alive. And it was
a
woman.
A good song.
Woman.
I'm trying. I don't know. I still think one of those Elvis answers is good, but obviously it's wrong.
Nope, not Elvis. Okay. I'll tell you, at Christmas, I will say that at Christmas, this person was more popular than Elvis in the Christmas tunes department.
Yeah, and White Christmas by Bing Crosby seems obvious for that, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I think Bing was more popular at Christmas than Elvis, but so was this person.
Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. That was Burl Ives, right? The Burl Ives song from that TV special.
That's it, Holly Jolly Christmas.
That's a dumb answer. Elvis,
now, why
answer
is that
better.
A dumb answer?
It's not a bad song. You kind of gave me a good hint, but White Christmas, that's like one of the biggest songs of all time.
Right,
and
but I think...
The Winter Wonderland by Elvis, as much as I dislike Christmas, I'd like some Christmas songs. Of course, I like the grandma song that was just played by the station.
But Burl
Ives and Winter Wonderland are great renditions.
But Burl Ives originated Holly Jolly Christmas, and I think at Christmas, not only because he did Holly Jolly Christmas, he also did Frosty the Snowman, and he narrated Frosty the Snowman. I think he would be far more popular.
Well, he's up there, as long as the Mariah Carey song is off. Not only is it overplayed, it's just a dumb song. I can't stand it.
What is it with you and for 10 years now, 10 Christmases, you've had a problem with the Mariah? What is it? I mean, it's not my favorite
song,
but
it's grossly overplayed, and I really would rather not hear it ever. I'd rather hear some rap song.
Well,
there's a rap song or two that are palatable. That Mariah Carey song is horrible. It's nails on the chalkboard horrible stuff.
But there's got to be a reason why they play it so often.
It's popular. I mean, she's a very good singer. She has better songs than that. Play Vision of Love, or one of her great, soft rock pop type songs where she really shines.
Well, I don't think they're really I don't know. I don't think those are really Christmas songs.
Didn't she have a kind of a duet with your favorite Boys to Men? Isn't that one of her bigger hits, too?
I certainly don't know about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks. You got it. Holly Jolly Christmas.
All right. Well, Adam slips in and gets the final answer. It was Holly Jolly Christmas by the late Burl Ives. And if anybody ever saw Burl Ives, you would know he shook a little when he walked down the street. Name a popular Christmas carol or song. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Joy to the World, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman, and...
Go ahead, caller.
Okay. I got two of them.
Okay.
Tell me if they work. One of them is It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Nope, good guess, though.
Okay, and another one I say is I Saw Mommy Kiss Santa Claus, because that is an old one.
That is a good guess, but not on the list.
A Merry Christmas, Baby?
Nope, that's a good one, too.
Your place for the holidays. For legendary broadcaster Charlie Evers and Scott Spears having some holiday fun on air.
We have Sean Kraft, Santa Claus, and Charlie Evers. We'll be joined by the music of the Lasicki Brothers. How are you doing tonight, Charlie?
Is it Lasicki? What was it?
Oh, here we go. Lasicki. Lasicki.
Lasicki.
No.
Lasicki.
If
you all ask them when they come in.
If you think that'll help, we'll work on it.